edition of our program, and we're here to help this wonderful station. I've been here almost 42 years, and we do our best to be as creative with the premiums as possible, trying to keep them fresh and new ones. And we have one today that would be a good addition to every single person, single, young, old, couple. It's important that you look what you're getting. This is the anti-arthritis, anti-inflammatory cookbook. And why is this important? Because more than ever, people are beginning to realize the concept of functional foods, meaning that food can actually be more than just satisfying your appetite or helping you throughout a day with your energy. It actually manifests as a function in the body. It can help you keep your brain, your eyes, your prostate, your breast, your heart operating healthier longer. And so what we're doing, we're giving you a cookbook today when you call in. There are over 270 delicious vegan or plant-based and many raw food recipes. They are not difficult to prepare. In fact, I gave hundreds of these out to members of the audience and asked them to make them, and then let me know, is there anything that you couldn't do with this? And the ones that they couldn't do easily, I simply didn't use those. Also, this is not just a normal book. This is a real healthy primer book. In fact, almost the first 100 pages of the book, I talk about things that are important, that are talking points today for everyone. I go through the whole idea of acid and alkaline and all the diseases that our body can deal with if we have the tools. And sometimes we can prevent, even cure inflammatory diseases. Now, most people don't know that. Most people don't even believe that, because when they get sick, they get inflammation, they get arthritis, they get diabetes, they get cancer, they get heart disease, then they're told, okay, you have to take medications. Those medications, in some cases, may be life-saving, but other cases, they actually cause disease. So I took a look at the diseases that we know we can impact positively. Ankylosing spondylosis, Crohn's disease, diabetes, including type 1, kidney disease, lupus, multiple sclerosis. In fact, I just got off the phone with Luann Panessi and a woman that you heard about 3 months ago on this program. She's, I think, 23 years old. For 4 years, she had advanced multiple sclerosis, and nothing was working, nothing her neurologist gave her. In fact, it was speeding up to the point where she couldn't stand straight, she couldn't walk without falling, and so they tried everything. Everything that medicine could provide, nothing worked, and so she came to spend some time at a retreat. Well, within 2 weeks, she was able to stand without a cane or a walker. She could lift one leg in the air and hold it there for 47 seconds. Most people who are healthy or athletic couldn't do it for 10 seconds. She could walk one foot in front of the other without falling over. And just today, her mother sent a beautiful letter saying that no one believed this, what they called a miracle. But that's what's possible. It isn't some scheme when you reverse disease using healthy lifestyle. And I've seen nonspecific inflammatory arthritis, pernicious anemia, psoriasis. I've seen scleroderma, ulcerative colitis. All these conditions improve when we change our diet. And in fact, there was a foreword to my book done by Dr. John McDougall. He's a board-certified internist, and he's a national best-selling author. And he has also seen this. He's had thousands of his patients reverse disease that everyone else said you couldn't reverse. Now, he's a vegan. He's a wonderful person. In fact, he's in the film Plant Codes. And so I have to make it simple. If it becomes too complex, people won't follow any protocol. So remember, they're not doing it like it used to be done in the Tri-State Healing Center, where they could come and we had a whole team of physicians and psychologists and holistic dentists. Everybody was there to help a person. Most people are going to help themselves over a period of time. It's not rushed. It's not overnight. but they're going to help themselves based upon what they're going to put in that's good and what they're going to take out that's bad. And so you have to have things that people find interesting. So if you were to look at the table contents in the book, and the book is entitled, let's just call it the Anti-Inflammatory Cookbook. The first chapters is about inflammatory nation, the diseases of inflammation, lifestyle diseases, and why you have the diseases you have. And then the second chapter is creating a thriving, healthy lifestyle. And that goes into the carbohydrates, proteins, fats, fiber, antioxidants, phytonutrients you should have, how much, from what sources, how to turn off inflammation, how to turn off pain, how to get a good night's sleep, and then foods to avoid. I give you specific foods on page 35, high-acid foods. You don't want those. And processed and artificial foods, you certainly don't want those. But the foods you do want, the beans, legumes, nuts, seeds, whole grains, fruits, the high omega-3 fatty acid foods, the sea vegetables, and then another chapter deals with more healing foods, the good oils, the bad nightshades. You want to exclude them. And also, if you want a good snack, there's a whole thing here with 15 great anti-inflammatory snack ideas. And organics, why organic and not GMO? The benefits of juicing, and what kind of juices? What if you have a headache? What if you can't sleep? What if you're stressed? What if you have acid reflux? What if you have indigestion? But then you've got to get very practical. Okay, everyone gets up. They're going to have something or should have something for breakfast. What is it? Bacon and eggs? Nope. Oh, is it one of those McMuffins? No. It's going to be some French toast? Nope. But I do have, starting on page 61, I have recipes. And these recipes are recipes that are all gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, and packed with healing nutrients. So if I mention an amaranth peach delight, or an apple cinnamon French toast with bananas and raspberries, or banana coconut buckwheat cereal, or blueberry apricot. Now today on my noon program, I talked about the number one food to help your cognition, to keep from cognitive decline, memory loss, is blueberries. There was a study I was citing that showed that blueberries and green tea made a huge difference in people's cognition. So I have blueberry oatmeal. I have blueberry with soy yogurt. I have cinnamon pear pancakes and nut rice and crunchy granola and fluffy raisin couscous and Hawaiian rice cereal and quinoa pancakes, raspberry blueberry oatmeal. I have just dozens of these, but that's just for breakfast. Enormous variety, and I have a picture, a photograph of each one, so you see what it should look like when it's finished, because that brings some artistry, that brings excitement, that brings creativity into it. Even though I'm out on the road now, every night, including tonight, right after my program at 7 o'clock on the Progressive Commentary Hour, where I'm interviewing someone, I will go into my test kitchen, and I will start preparing some dishes. And I will then have those made and photographed for my next cookbook a year out from now. And I'll look at what doesn't exist. I like to make things that are beautiful and artistic, something you think is a work of art, but it's a great dish. So why not get away from boring foods and make them exciting, exciting to look at and interesting in taste? Some people like mild taste. Others like bland, others like spicy, some like very exotic flavors. So I take into account a whole range of tastes and mouthfeels. And what's nice about all the dishes, the 250 recipes in this book, all of them are filling, but they don't bloat you. And by the way, it's a big book. You're dealing with over 400 pages. And all in the pages, they're made from paper where new trees were grown, twice as many trees as it took. And the ink is a vegetable ink, not a typical ink. This was not printed in China, as most cookbooks are. It's printed right in the USA, multicolored. And so you get all these dishes, appetizers, side dishes, and then soups, the main entrees, salads. So you have a choice of everything you want here. And also a whole lot of information about, for example, when we're talking about how should I start my day? Well, you want something that will turn off inflammation, like lemon juice or ginger will turn off inflammation. Cumin will turn it off. You can put some cumin into a drink, turmeric, and that will help. Apple cider vinegar helps. And realize that arthritis, that's inflammation. Cancer is inflammation. Heart disease, atherosclerosis, inflammation. Diabetes, inflammation. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, multiple sclerosis, all inflammation. So these are lifestyle diseases. This is what we do when we're eating a meat-based diet, drinking alcohol, having coffee and sugar. And we end up with the body. And it's not overnight. It frequently takes decades before we finally get there. And look around the world. When I travel around the world, I don't see the obesity that we see here, except in those metropolitan areas. Now, if you were to go to Calcutta, if you were to go to Beijing, if you were to go down to the capital of Brazil, you'd find obesity because people want what we in America have. But we have the standard American diet, the SAD diet, which is at the heart of our fast food nation. We want food instantly. We don't care that it's filled with chemicals, sugar, salts, and unhealthy fats, that has low nutritional value, that it's dead food. Meat, seafood, eggs, dairy products are all foods that promote inflammation, and hence we should eliminate them. Now, or severely curtail them. But I also suggest that if you can't go cold turkey, not everybody can, then do it gradually. And by incorporating more exercise, and by incorporating more living foods and more juices. Now, in the afternoon, I graze. Like today, I'm going to have myself some avocado and with some raw onion and some mustard and some cayenne, and I'll mix all that together, and then I'll have that on some celery. So throughout the day, when I'm working, I'll have a snack, but it's a healthy snack. Squirt some lemon juice on there, and it's good to go. The lemon juice takes the place of salt. So I have all those kind of wonderful recipes, things you can do to keep your weight. Because right now we have a nation filled with allergies and food sensitivities, overconsumption of pharmaceutical drugs and over-the-counter drug consumption, using alcohol and other beverages, and hence we're just a whole laboratory of chemical toxicity, and that then leads to colds and flus and other maladies, and that we shouldn't have, but we do. We think that the person who's interested in health is somehow a health nut. No, they're not. They're just more conscious. And then if you're conscious about your diet, you're more likely to be conscious about how stress is impacting you, raising your adrenaline and cortisol levels, which are a natural part of our body, but you don't want to walk around with them elevated all the time because you're going to die quicker. And because I deal with people, my life is simple. I am a magnet for dysfunction. That's the truth. Now, that's not a negative, because imagine that you worked overnight in an inner-city emergency room. Who's going to come in? People that are happy and want to come in, do some yoga, meditation, talk. You know? No. You're getting people who have had crisis and who are in extreme stress and emergencies. Your job is to help them. So knowing that the people come into my life are coming because they haven't paid attention, they may have mastered other qualities, which they have, and have made contribution to society, which most people do, but they didn't give themselves that time and energy to make the right choices. It was always, oh, I'm not sick, I'm okay, I'm not going to worry about it now, later. Well, what if later is the heart attack or the stroke? In fact, there's a physician. He's a well-known physician. I just found out this morning that he had had a heart attack and a stroke, and yet he is a holistic physician. So later today, I'm going to give him a call, and I'm going to ask him why. Likelihood is, if he's like all the other doctors I've known in my career, and I've known all of them who are holistic, they will be very good at helping other people. They really have. They're sincere. They're dedicated. They are. They're workhorses. They'll spend long hours helping patients. But they didn't follow their own guidelines, didn't give themselves time to exercise, de-stress, cleanse, detox. If I said, hey, how about coming away for a week and doing a detox? Oh, I don't have time. You know, I see 30 patients a day. But isn't it important for you to keep yourself healthy so you can keep helping patients? And that's one of the lessons I learned, that I've got to give myself time to heal from all the work I do, from all the hours I put in, because I'm going 7 days a week, sometimes 20 hours a day. So this book, this very important book, The Anti-Inflammatory Cookbook, is more than just good recipes, vegan recipes, beautifully photographed, things that look like they should be on the cover of Epicure and gourmet magazines. This is a whole guide of how you can adopt to a plant-based diet, consuming the fresh vegetables and drinks and purified water, and everything you need from sleep to handling stress is in here. In fact, there are 10 ways of getting started, and then I take you through the carbohydrates. The carbohydrates come in two forms, complete and complex, or refined and simple. You don't want the refined and simple. That's 95% what people consume. And they're not eating the whole grain brown rice or quinoa. They're eating processed. So we got to change that. So how do we do it? How do we get away from the bad fats, the trans fats, the saturated fats, to the good fats? How do we get away from our addictive foods? Because every time you eat or smoke or drink something that you like, you're triggering receptor cells, dopamine receptor cells. Now, that gives you a high similar to what heroin does. And that's why it's so difficult and challenging for people, because you are re-addicting yourself every time you have something. Remember, food is not supposed to make you feel good. It's supposed to be good for you. And so when you're having your sugar and you're getting your sugar high, it's not good. Also, in here on page 29, I give you, if you have arthritis, bromelain and chondroitin sulfate, what they do, and decursinol and what it does, and gamma linolenic acid and glucosamine and grapeseed extract and hyaluronic acid and MSM and the minerals, all that help you if you have this and what each one does. There's a whole explanation. And then the foods and the herbs like boswellia and catsclaw and cayenne and comfrey and aloe vera and ginseng and nettles and turmeric and what they do, white willow bark. And then I tell you and show you which foods to avoid to turn off inflammation in the body. That means that if you just follow this advice, you can help your brain, your eyes, your skin, your hair, your energy, your sleep, your prostate, your breast, your heart. You're helping all of it. The high sugar foods, refined flours, all your baked goods, the milk, eggs, cheese, the seafood, the soft drinks, the alcohol, all these, the deep fried foods, the overcooked foods, the processed foods, the trans fats foods, the artificial colors and preservatives. But then, okay, so I got rid of them, Gary. What do I take? Good. Now let's look at all the beans and legumes, look at all the fruits, nuts and seeds, whole grains, and the foods high in the omega-3 fatty acids to help my body. Here are all the foods that have antioxidants, like acai berry and acerola and red delicious apples, Granny Smith apples, gala apples, artichoke hearts, bilberries, black beans, blackberries, blueberries, camus, cherries, collard greens, cranberries, goji, guava, kiwi, mango, macai, noni, pecans, pintos, plums, russet potatoes, prunes and pumpkins and raspberry, all these are rich in antioxidants. And these are the foods that you want that are also rich in folic acids. And these are the ones who are the most healing vegetables and more healing foods. I have a big system here that I show you, the oils, the foods, and how to have anti-inflammatory snacks. I tell you what they are, then I show you how to make them. And then there's a whole section here on juicing.
Gary, before you go further, can you talk a little bit about folic acid and why it's so important in this process?
Sure, because folic acid works along with B12, vitamin B6, and DMG, dimethylglycine, to lower your homocysteine level. Now, homocysteine...
What did you call me?
Well, only half that.
Okay.
And B12, lower the homocysteine and the fibrinogen and the triglyceride level so that you are less likely to have a heart attack or stroke. Because when your C-reactive protein, that's an inflammatory marker in your body, you can't see it, you don't feel it, but when that's elevated and that's circulating around your body, you're at a real big risk, 100, 200, 300% more likely to have a heart attack or stroke. And if you're a woman and you have elevated homocysteine, you're much more likely to have a heart attack with no warning symptoms. There's nothing precedes it. You simply have a heart attack. And it's a high probability if you're overweight, you're not going to make it. You're going to die.
Well, let me jump in here, Gary, and before we go to the juicing section and give folks an opportunity to get a hold of this package that we've put together. This is Gary Null's Anti-Inflammation, Anti-Arthritis Pack. You can find it at give2wbai.org. Again, that's Gary Null's Anti-Inflammation, Anti-Arthritis Cookbook Pack, 516-620-3602. You are going to get two DVDs. That is Gary Null's Power Foods. It's Gary Null's Reverse Arthritis and Pain Naturally, and his cookbook, Anti-Arthritis, Anti-Inflammation. The entire Anti-Inflammation, Anti-Arthritis Pack, one book and two DVDs, is a pledge of just $125, 516-620-3602. We're going to get back to Gary in a moment, but first, we need these phone lines to light up, 516-620-3602, a pledge of $125. You get this very beautiful, by the way, Anti-Arthritis, Anti-Inflammation Cookbook. And it's so colorful, recipe after recipe. And Gary, I think that what you're talking about here, people don't understand that when we cook our food, that it changes it so dramatically, and that we are missing so many minerals and vitamins because the food that we're buying, we've become so used to convenience that we don't take time to prepare our food anymore, which for some people is a meditation. We don't take time to sit down and eat our food anymore. We don't take time to sit down with our families largely and have a meal together anymore. And these are all processes which make food digest differently and make your body handle food differently. And that's why we're offering this today, the Anti-Arthritis, Anti-Inflammation Cookbook, a pledge of $100 at 516-620-3602, or visit give2wbai.org. Also, Reverse Arthritis and Pain Naturally, the DVD. The two of them come to you together for a pledge of just $125. Make that phone call right now. 516-620-3602. It's Gary Null's Anti-Inflammation, Anti-Arthritis Cookbook Pack. It includes that book, which is over 270 delicious vegan, vegetarian, and raw food recipes, along with Gary Null's Reverse Arthritis and Pain Naturally, along with Gary Null's Power Foods, just $125 of support to WBAI. Support your health, support yourself, and support WBAI. Or visit give2wbai.org. We, of course, accept your American Express card. We accept your Discover card. We will accept your MasterCard, your Visa card. And one of the other things, folks, that you can do is to become a BAI buddy. What does that mean? It means that you say, listen, I listen to Gary Null 5 days a week. That show's amazing. I really want to support it. So you decide to sustain the program monthly by becoming a monthly sustainer. And what that means is that you pledge at the $100 level or the $200 level monthly, or maybe the $50 level or the $25 level. And you give us a credit card or a checking routing number. And each month, we take out that money and it comes here to sustain WBAI. And it gives us kind of a roadmap so that we know how much money is coming in, where we can direct it, and how best to use it. The general manager then says, hey, we got this much coming in. I know these bills need to be paid. And that's the way it works. 516-620-3602. Consider becoming a WBAI buddy in support of the Gary Null Show. 516-620-3602. It's Gary Null's Anti-Inflammation, Anti-Arthritis Cookbook Pack. It includes that book, which is over 270 delicious vegan, vegetarian, and raw food recipes, along with Gary Null's Reverse Arthritis and Pain Naturally, along with Gary Null's Power Foods, just $125 of support to WBAI. Make a commitment to your own health. Make a commitment to the health of WBAI and say thank you to Gary Null for volunteering his time on this radio station for 41 years. 41 years not being paid, donating his salary, donating monies to the station, donating DVDs to the station, supporting WBAI. 516-620-3602. You can also visit give2wbai.org and pledge your $125 there for this same package. It is the Anti-Inflammation, Anti-Arthritis Cookbook Pack. It includes the cookbook with over 270 vegan, vegetarian, and raw food recipes written by none other than PhD Gary Null, New York Times best-selling author, in case you didn't know. The book is beautiful. It's segmented in ways that it's color-coded so that you can get through it. Large pictures, large type on the recipes, recipe after recipe of how to prepare, not just to cook, but how to prepare food. A pledge of $125 to WBAI, along with Gary Null's Reverse Arthritis and Pain Naturally, along with Gary Null's Power Foods, just $125 of support, 516-620-3602. And Gary Null, we're going to come back to you. I want to ask you a question before we come back. What are the key factors to arthritis and pain, and why is it so important that people change their diets to address them?
Good question, but it's more than arthritis and pain. It's diabetes, which is an epidemic in the United States. Between pre-diabetes and full diabetes, you're looking at close to 100 million cases. It's behind much of our heart problems, including arteriosclerosis, and predisposing a person to a greater risk of stroke. And you've got almost 70 million Americans with post-stable hypertension. It's also behind glaucoma, macular degeneration, and cataracts. It's behind varicosities and the excessive little purple burst veins in the feet and the ankles. It's also behind the weathering of our skin and how the lips begin to shrink and the distance between the nose and the upper lip elongates and how our hair thins as we get older. And our nails become more brittle and chipped and discolored. Our toenails become more prone to fungus. How our brain becomes more susceptible to memory loss and cognitive decline. All these have something in common. And let me give you a little story that continues to answer your question. This morning I got a call from Luann Panessi. Mm-hmm. And when Luann first came, I didn't know who she was. I had a group of 135 people down in the Healing Springs Ranch. I only did it once a year in August for a retreat, and this is back in 1990 and 91. And almost everyone there had something wrong. But I wasn't there to heal them. I was merely there to take them on a journey of healthier selections. And I didn't know that she was the nurse administrator for 100 nurses at Long Island Jewish Hospital. And on the last day of the week, it was a two-week retreat. I went out for an early morning run. There she is with her suitcase, and she's waiting on a cab to take her to the airport. I said, "But it's a two-week retreat." She said, "Oh, I've gotten all I need." I said, "You haven't gotten anything. It's important." The first week, people are just getting out of that zone of being away from where they're preoccupied, looking at their cell phones or computers or Facebook, 60 times a day, and getting distracted. Now you're getting calm. Next week is really where the tough information that we need to know comes in. And she said, "Well, she's gotten enough." And so I went on my run. Fine. That was the only time I had met her. I didn't speak with her otherwise. Anyhow, I come back, and I didn't see her there. But in my lecture that morning, there she was. And I said, Who would like to tell me a problem that they've not been able to deal with up to this point in their life? She put her hand up. She said, well, I have three life-ending conditions. I have breast cancer, I have ovarian cancer, I have hepatitis B, and I have a pneumocystis carini pneumonia.
Oy.
Mycoplasms. She said, everything that medicine could do, since I'm surrounded by doctors, all day long, very good doctors, I've tried everything, and I have to drink 15 cups of coffee a day just to get through a day. Otherwise, I can't do it. And she said, I'm not old, but I've been there 18 years. And she said, so my male friend said, you know, go down, try it out. I didn't know who you were. I didn't know what this place was. Now, here's the point. Once she started to say that, all these other people, well, I've got diabetes, and everybody had something, or someone whose family members had something. So I said, well, here's what we're going to do. Let me do a lecture now, which I took 2 hours to do, 2 or 3 hours, on inflammation. Because behind all these conditions you're talking about, every condition you've mentioned is inflammation.
Hmm.
So imagine that we have inflammation where a drug doesn't turn off the inflammation. It turns off the brain's receptors so you don't feel the pain. But the pain's still there.
Hmm.
I said, do you want to turn off the symptoms or do you want to reverse the condition? Well, we want to reverse it. Okay. Then let's start doing it differently. Let's really become more disciplined. And here's what we do. We first have to alkalize the body. Because when you eat something like toast or a sausage or bacon or a fried egg or a hamburger or a pizza, the body is trying to digest that. Now, none of that is natural. The body is not used to this, so it has to break it down, and the liver has to deal with that. And then by the time it gets into your system, it's highly inflammatory. It's created what are called cytokines. And these cytokines are pro-inflammatory agents. So I said, so we have to turn off the inflammation. So to turn off the inflammation, we have to suppress, quench those free radicals that are attacking your cell. So if you stop with the hamburgers, hot dogs, pizzas, soft drinks, coffee, and alcohol, and sugar, you're no longer going to have 10,000 gene alterations. You might have 2,000. Then when you're taking juices, green juice like celery and green apple and watermelon and cucumber, you're then quenching those even more. You're flooding the body with antioxidants, but also you're flooding the body with nutrients that can heal the DNA.
Mm.
Heal the DNA.
That seems important.
And then there's special nutrients above and beyond, like L-carnosine, resveratrol, NAD, and PQQ. Those are just four examples of known, proven nutrients that actually reverse the aging of the cell. You literally reverse the clock of time. Now, when you exercise 6 days a week, from anywhere from a half hour to 45 minutes, both resistance, then you add years onto your life. When you get a good night's sleep, you add years onto your life. When you're on a plant-based diet, this diet in here, you add up to 10 years onto your life. When you're de-stressed by journal writing, prayer, music, being around nature, being around pets, and meditating, mindful meditation, you can add 10 years onto your life. So I said, now, if the average lifespan is 77, which at the time it was more or less, now imagine that you just added 30 years to 40 years onto your life.
Now, some people say that they don't want to do that, Gary, because the quality of life might not be great at that age. What would you say to that?
Good point, Tony. I would say you're making a judgment based upon the choices you've made up to this point.
Mm.
But what if we make better choices so you get back your vitality? Now, Luann, I gave that lecture. I said, so let's go in and make some juices. And today, let's see how many juices we can consume. I showed them how to juice. I showed them how to blend different juices. I showed them the power of lemon, which is antiviral, antibacterial. And I made them a garlic onion soup with leeks and potatoes that was delicious. And I showed them the power of sulfur, which is in your onions and your garlic and shallots, and how sulfur traps free radicals, how it kills parasites and bacteria. That's why garlic is so good. And I said, now, here's what you've done today. You have created a functional day, meaning everything you've drank and eaten has grabbed a virus, bacteria, and killed it, has given healing to your cells, and the cabbage juice you all drank, it's good for E. pylori, Helicobacter, the bacterium that leads to stomach cancer, and that's from your coffee that you've been drinking, and Luann had that as well. And I said, and now also the sulfur is healing. It's very healing. It's taking away inflammation. And at night I gave another lecture, and I asked, how many of you are feeling different? And all the hands went up. And I said, listen now, let's watch this every day. And by the end of that time, people were talking about how nothing complicated, just simple, natural choices was making an enormous difference on how they felt.
So, like, Gary, for example, go right ahead. Well, let's get back to that in a moment. I want to give folks a chance to call because we're running up on the hour here. Quickly, folks, the number to call is 516-620-3602. Gary's telling stories related to his book, The Anti-Arthritis, Anti-Inflammation Cookbook, Healing Through Natural Foods. It contains over 270 delicious vegan and vegetarian and raw food recipes. Three categories there: vegan recipes, vegetarian recipes, and raw food recipes. And many people are looking into the raw food or lifestyle at this point, Gary. This book is available to you for a pledge of $100. It's a large book, folks. It's full of recipes. It is color-coded, large print so that you can see the recipes. And it is it's a wonderful-looking book as well, but that's not all. You get that for $100. For a pledge of $125, we're going to send out to you Gary Null's Anti-Inflammation, Anti-Arthritis Cookbook Pack. It includes not only that book, but his DVD, Reverse Arthritis and Pain Naturally. And in the DVD, it's not just Gary's word. Gary brings in other doctors, other experts who can contribute their expertise to how to address these issues naturally. Inflammation, inflammation, inflammation. If you've read about this work anywhere, folks, you will know the importance of addressing the inflammation in your body. And that's the story that Gary was telling right now. Inflammation is behind so much of the disease in American society. But often that inflammation is created in the body. It's natural for the body to create inflammation. It is to protect you from the negative things that you've put into your body. But what are those negative things? Well, the fast food, the sodas, the processed sugar, the processed foods, that's where the inflammation is being generated in the American diet largely. You've heard it said, the standard American diet, some people refer to it as SAD. This book addresses that. Anti-arthritis, anti-inflammation. This is a cookbook, but we've got the medical doctors and Gary's own contribution included with Reverse Arthritis and Pain Naturally, the entire package for a pledge of just $125, one book, one DVD. Normally, we offer you this DVD for around $75 to $100 by itself. This is one of the great opportunities of this fundraiser. 516-620-3602 or visit give2wbai.org to make a pledge of support to this station, WBAI. Folks, understand, it is imperative that we take care of our own health. As Gary was laying out in the beginning, and as we've learned over the years on WBAI, because you can't learn it on TV, doctors are rarely or given very little training in nutrition. But really, if you go back to the founding of medicine, let thy food be thy medicine. That was the edict. We can go there, and it's what Gary Null has done throughout his career. Let your food be your medicine. The Anti-Inflammation, Anti-Arthritis Book Pack, 516-620-3602, or visit give2wbai.org. That's give, the numeral 2, WBAI.org. There's only one station that does this, folks. It's WBAI. There's only one station that brings this to you. You cannot hear this. We had another doctor on earlier in the week, Gary, and he was saying, listen, you guys are an important station because there are many media outlets across the country. None of them will tell this part of the story. And what part of the story is that? It's that you can take control of your own health with just a little research and reading and a few changes. And we're not saying that they're easy changes, but you do have the power in your own hands. So use your hands to make that phone call. 516-620-3602. Seize that power right now. Seize the day to take a different step, to move in a different direction. Get this inflammation in your body addressed. These free radicals that run through our bodies that are also created, they are in part foodstuffs that can't be digested because they're too large. We didn't chew our food well enough, for all kinds of things that go on in the body that create these free radicals, things that roam around the body and the body doesn't know what to do with them. And what antioxidants do is to address and to begin to eliminate those. And this cookbook takes you through that. Anti-inflammation, anti-arthritis cookbook, recipe after recipe, but also is included in this $125 package. Reverse Arthritis and Pain Naturally, Gary Null's DVD. Call us right now, 516-620-3602. Gary, now you mentioned a moment ago, we were talking about age. And, you know, I've watched folks age around me, my own grandparents, other people. It seems to many of us that arthritis and pain simply come with old age. Is that true?
No, it's not. In fact, Tony, there is no disease normal to the aging process. Dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, none are.
What?
In fact, there's not a single disease normal to the aging process.
So why are we aging this way in America?
Because look at our diet. Look how stressed we are. Look at how polluted our water is. Look at the people in Flint, Michigan, but 1,200 other communities around the United States have water equally as polluted. Look at how little exercise the average person gets. Look at the level of our obesity. We're doing everything possible to age prematurely because everything choice we're making from wrong careers, wrong friendships more often than not, toxic relationships, terrible body politic, corrupt, you know, we think somehow there is a blessed difference between the lesser of two evils running for office. And there's consequence. Look how toxic a political decision is when we make the wrong politician given power. So we look at the totality of our life, and while there's not a whole lot of positive, spiritual, emotive goodness in there, and then we look at how many people wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to be good to myself today. I'm going to be good to my heart. I'm going to take coenzyme Q10, ubiquinol at 300 milligrams. I'm going to take magnesium from citrate. At 800 milligrams, I'm going to take L-carnitine. We don't have that. We wake up in the morning and say, oh, God, another day. My ritualized life is going to go, you know, I'm going to watch the same TV. I'm going to spend the same time in conversation with the same people saying the same thing as if it mattered, and it doesn't. More often than not. All right?
You know, let me just interject quickly.
Conversation.
Gary, let me interject quickly here. I have a friend of long years, and she said to me once, she goes, you know, Tony, one of your problems is that you think that the people that you're friends with have to remain your friends. I let go of friends all the time. It's okay to move on. And yes. Many of us get stuck there. We have toxic relationships in our lives, and because we love these people, it's difficult to let them go. But that, too, can be a contributor to your health. Back to you, Gary.
Oh, Tony, not only is that insightful what you just said, but we now know through body-mind science and psychoneuroimmunology that we actually become the energy. We take on the energy of someone that we think that we are making a difference with, that we're helping them survive, we're rescuing them. Do you know how many Americans are good people, but they put their energy into rescuing people who play a game? They're not going to do a damn thing with the information you give. That causes stress. That causes you to live in an emotionally distempered position of feeling, why don't they change? Why aren't they making better? They're a smart person. Why are they making such stupid choices? They're a good person. Why are they making bad choices? Because they benefit from it. We don't like to acknowledge out of political correctness that there's some benefit that people make from making a bad choice. If we were in their shoes and in their psyche and understood what was their real motive, we can understand. All we get from people are their excuses for not making good choices. Okay, we all make some bad choices in life. That's inevitable. But it's the pattern of behavior. When you're eating the wrong food every day, you're drinking alcohol every day, you're watching, wasting your life in front of the computer or television, that's not been a one-off situation. It is a pattern of behavior, and the pattern of behavior is what we don't realize that we're gaining from, even if it's something, even if it's like a sadist in a masochistic club that's getting their rear end beaten, and you think, what the world are you doing that for? You don't realize they're getting something, maybe something that you would never want yourself. When someone's smoking 3-pack cigarettes, say they're getting something from it. You just don't use reason to figure it out because we're trying to rescue or help the person. Anyhow, to finalize that one thought, at the end of 2 weeks, Lou Anne Panessi said that she had gotten off coffee, which was a big addiction, sugar an addiction, eating pizza all day in a hospital because you're working long hours and you're stressed, addictive. Well, she got back, and I didn't hear from her for like 3 months, and then one day I get a call, and she said, could I come in? And at that time, I don't have it now, but at that time I had the Tri-State Healing Center, and it was a place where there was compassionate healing, meaning if you didn't have any money, I paid for you to get help. And I worked with 1,200 persons with full-blown AIDS and was able to make enormous difference using holistic protocols and a healthy vegan diet to get them back their health. So I said, sure, come in. So she was coming in after work. She'd get in like at 8 o'clock at night. She'd talk with people. She'd say, can I see your patient record? Sure. So people were, she was asking the patients. And it, a year she came in, almost nightly. We were open 7 days a week from 8 in the morning till midnight. And at the end of a year, she said, I'm absolutely convinced, and I'm tough to convince, that what you're doing here to help all these people with cancers and AIDS and heart disease works. I see it. And your evidence is there. So she began the therapies herself. And 16 months later, hepatitis gone, herpes gone, cytomegaly gone, breast cancer gone, ovarian cancer gone, adult acne gone, insomnia gone, and chronic fatigue syndrome gone. Totally cured. And she has the medical records to prove it. Now she gave up her very high-paying job, and she became a holistic nurse. Well, this, and she'd been a nurse for last, holistic nurse for the last 25 years. This morning she gets a call, or no, she gets a letter from the people whose daughter had end-stage or very advancing multiple sclerosis, only 24 years old.
Gary, I'm going to jump in here again because I'm going to leave the letter as kind of a cliffhanger on the other side. I'm going to have to pitch and let folks call once again when we get back. I want you to tell folks what was in that letter.
Okay,
folks, 516-620-3602 is the phone number to call. On the other side of this, you get that letter. What Leanne Panessi, someone who showed up out of curiosity, a registered allopathically trained nurse who had life-threatening diseases. Now, you'd think, as Gary pointed out, she's surrounded by doctors all day. She's surrounded by medicine all day. How is it that she has three life-threatening diseases? Well, guess what, folks? Again, doctors don't get enough nutritional training. We were put here on this planet with everything that we need to address our bodies. Think about it. Why would the earth produce something that doesn't have everything that it needs? Why would the spirit produce something that's not equipped with all of the equipment it needs? It's here. It's called eating naturally. It's called eating whole foods. It's called addressing your system holistically, your mind, body, and spirit. This part is about the body. We're offering you Gary Knoll's Anti-Inflammation, Anti-Arthritis Cookbook Pack, which you can find at give2wbai.org. That's give2wbai.org for a pledge of $125. It is the book, along with Gary's DVD, Reverse Arthritis and Pain Naturally, which is full of information, does not include just Gary Knoll, includes other doctors and their perspectives. This, folks, is gold. If you are dealing with arthritis, if you're dealing with inflammation, and anybody who has a sickness is likely dealing with inflammation, we have an expert on WBAI. He has been here for 40 years. He is contacted from around the globe for people to help him. People call him literally from around the entire planet to help them. You have him right here in your city, right here on your Pacifica station. That's why your dollars matter. Somebody knew, Gary knows among them, that WBAI's audience needed this information and would be most receptive to this information. That's why we're offering it to you. We know it's for you, and it is to address your health directly. 516-620-3602 is the phone number to call right now. We're running up against the hour. Folks, we have to raise $4,000 in this hour. We have not gotten anywhere near there, so we need to hear from you. It's a pledge of $125. The Anti-Inflammation and Anti-Arthritis Cookbook Pack, it includes that book, which is a recipe cookbook, and Gary's Reverse Arthritis and Pain Naturally DVD, a pledge of just $125. We have about 4 minutes left in this hour, and we're going to need another 12 callers on the line before before we get there. Let's get it done. 516-620-3602. Can we get 12 more of you to take out that Discover card or that MasterCard or that American Express card or the Visa card and make a pledge of just $125? Can we get you to visit give2wbai.org if you're sitting at your desk or you're holding your phone? And by the way, those of you who have cell phones, if you don't know, you can certainly listen to WBAI on TuneIn Radio. We have, if you have no radio and you're walking around, tune in and listen to us there on the TuneIn Radio app, which is free. You can also, though, right now visit give2wbai.org. Or you can pledge at 516-620-3602. It's the phone number. It's the life support of WBAI. It's the health. This is the anti-inflammation for WBAI, is when you send your green juice in through a pledge of support. 516-620-3602. That's WBAI's green stuff. When you pick up that phone and make that pledge, or visit give2wbai.org. We need another 12 callers. We've got 3 minutes to get there. Let's have you be one of those people picking up the phone right now, making that pledge of support, saying yes to WBAI, saying yes to your own health, getting this cookbook, this thick, beautiful cookbook that is written by a New York Times bestseller. His name happens to be Gary Null. I'm going to read something from the back of the book. Inflammation, a condition chiefly perpetuated by the high-fat, high-sugar, chemical-laden foods of the standard American diet, is now commonly accepted as a primary cause of the numerous lifestyle diseases plaguing us today. If you, like millions of others, are determined to feel better and to prevent and reverse diseases like arthritis, cancer, diabetes, and heart disease, you've chosen the right book. Devour its contents. I like that line, Gary. And then make these delicious offerings the mainstay of a new eating program. Your health and life depend on it. 516-620-3602. It is a cookbook for the ages. It is the anti-arthritis, anti-inflammation cookbook. Please.
Tony, let me just intercede for a minute here.
Let me give him the phone number quickly, Gary. 516-620-3602. Just a pledge of $125. Please jump in, Gary Null.
Okay. What I'm going to do to help the people in this audience, I'm going to give the station today free for every one of you who have called and everyone who will call. I'm going to give you a $40 DVD that was on PBS stations called Power Foods, where you actually see junk foods and what's wrong with them, good foods and what's right with them, and then how to make these foods. It's a wonderful presentation, very upbeat, very informative, and that's $40. That's free when you order. You order the book and you support the station, and you give a call now. And because I got to go in just about 60 seconds because I got another show to do. And Tony, the conclusion was the woman who came to support the station in October, mm-hmm, with far advanced multiple sclerosis, had to use a walker, couldn't stand, was dizzy, depressed. Her parents called Luann Day saying it's a miracle. Her recovery, she's doing phenomenal. She's no longer depressed. For 4 years she was depressed. She can walk, she can run, she can work out. No one knows what the hell happened, but clearly something happened. Well, the only thing that's happened is the same thing happened with Luann and the people there. She started getting away from the American diet, the sad diet, started juicing all day long, and that's the outcome. Is it a miracle? No. Is it different than what your cause and effect would be? Yes, because we changed the bad bacteria to good bacteria. Sugar's bad bacteria, meat's bad bacteria, alcohol's bad bacteria, but the good probiotics, she flooded her body. So is it exceptional? Is it unique? No. In my world, it's common. And by the way, there were six physicians who were there as guests who witnessed all this, and they were blown away. Hopefully they'll go home and start changing their practice. So I'm going to give today, when people call in now and order the anti-inflammatory cookbook with 270 recipes, original plant-based recipes, beautifully photographed, gorgeous art, pieces of artwork, they're going to get that. Plus now, at no charge to the station, on me, I'm going to buy and give the station, for every one of the persons who calls and get the cookbook, this wonderful $40 value DVD called Power Foods, showing you the power of foods in your body. And also I go into great detail about what each food does and how important it is, functionality in the body. What does it function? What does it actually do? And so when you eat asparagus or broccoli or brown rice, fingerling potatoes, what does it do? And so you really get an education. It was very popular on PBS, and it's free when you call in and support the station by getting the cookbook, and hopefully people then will start to change their life. And you don't have to do it all overnight. Take your time.
Gary Null, thank you for being with us today. I'm so grateful that we have you here on the station and that this information can go out to the New York audience. 516-620-3602. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. We're here because you're there. We've been doing this work, folks, for 57 years because of your pledges of support. Let's keep that going. We're still trying to get to our $4,000 for the hour. We need to hear from you. 516-620-3602 or give the numeral to WBAI.org. 516-620-3602. You are going to get two DVDs. That is Gary Null's Power Foods. It's Gary Null's Reverse Arthritis and Pain Naturally. And his cookbook, Anti-Arthritis, Anti-Inflammation. The entire anti-inflammation, anti-arthritis pack, one book and two DVDs, is a pledge of just $125. As I said, this is a deal of the fundraiser. 516-620-3602. Two books, two DVDs, and a book for a pledge of $125. You can find that also at give2wbai.org. That's give the numeral two. I'm not leaving this microphone until we get every phone line on the board lit up. We need to hear from you folks. 516-620-3602. It's Gary Null's Anti-Inflammation, Anti-Arthritis Cookbook Pack. It includes that book, which is over 270 delicious vegan, vegetarian, and raw food recipes, along with Gary Null's Reverse Arthritis and Pain Naturally, along with Gary Null's Power Foods. Just $125 of support to WBAI. And you know what we do with that, folks? We take that $125 and we stretch it into 50,000 watts of people-powered radio. That's what you've been sustaining for 57 years. That's what you've been donating to for 57 years. You have helped to change people's lives, not just here in New York City, but around this country, because you chose to pick up the phone and make a pledge of support to WBAI. 516-620-3602. It is the phone number to keep WBAI healthy, to remove the inflammation from WBAI. Let us flow. Send us your green juice, your green stuff. 516-620-3602. Keep WBAI thriving. We appreciate your pledges of support. We thank you for being here with us today. And please continue to listen to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. 516-620-3602.
We did it before, we'll do it again.
The owners of the Empire State Building where WBAI's transmitter is located have pushed WBAI into a crisis. The crisis is real, and we need your help to turn this crisis around. We need your time, energy, and especially your skills. We need you to volunteer to help build our off-air fundraising campaign. We need grant writers, event planners, social media and computer technology experts, phone banking volunteers, and particularly those experienced with obtaining large donor contributions. Are you an experienced fundraiser? We need you now. Historically, WBAI listeners have shown great heart and courage in the face of political adversity. We must do this again to save our station. Please call 347-647-WBAI or 347-335-0008 or email us at wbai.pacifica@gmail.com and let us know how you could help. Again, please call us at 347-647-WBAI or 347-335-0008 or email us at wbai.pacifica@gmail.com. Together, we will win.
We did it before, we'll do it again.
Greetings, this is Malika Lee Whitney, producer and host of Untitled, broadcast Saturdays 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'm encouraging you to support listener-sponsored WBAI Radio during our current membership drive. If there ever was a time when we need independent voices to resist and challenge the status quo, that time is here, that time is now. Your financial contribution makes a difference in helping to sustain this vitally important radio station that is WBAI Radio. Thank you.
Hello, people. This is Howard Jordan of the Jordan Journal. And every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m., we will be providing you with the utmost coverage of the issues of the day. Every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m., stay tuned. Listen to the Jordan Journal and don't forget to make a donation to the station. And like I tell you every week, God loves you and I do too.
If you've ever cut your grass and found a car, you might be a redneck.
Did you know that WBAI has a car donation program? Another way to support this station is by donating a vehicle, a car, a truck, RV, or even a boat. To donate a vehicle in support of WBAI, call us at 1-866-WBAI-CAR. That's 1-866-922-4227. WBAI's partners will take all of your information and take care of the details. You can also visit WBAI.org and click on the Ways to Donate banner for more information. Again, that number is 1-866-WBAI-CAR. And then you can leave the lawn ornaments to Foxworthy and friends.
There's nothing on the radio. So maybe that's a cue for me to start the show, isn't it? Yes, yes, I'm back. Deal with it. Good morning. This is Hour of the Wolf, a, well, supposed to be weekly program dedicated to science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. My name is Jim Freund. Well, I'm out of enchantment and the imagination. I've had the flu, but I've gotten over it. And therefore, David Mack and John Ordover are here. So, we'll make sure they don't get the flu. join us. Oh, and join us on Facebook Live.
In persons who reviewer for Hour of Wolf. The Left Not Made Films Baptist Black Panther, the latest installment in Marvel Cinematic Universe, or MCU as we like to call it, is a really good film, packed with action, amazing visuals. Production designer Hannah Beechler weaves naturalistic African culture into her sets, lining airship interior with wooden textures and tracing the details.
Okay, high now, category, those who don't know, size. This is the way that Dan Persons actually normally talks, but somehow I failed to fix. I don't know what the bleep is going on there. The player, which is a very good player, it's just sort of skipping ahead through it somehow. You know what? There is something amiss. There is something terribly wrong. Okay, so you know what I'm going to do is I am going, since that's a copy, I've got the master on my thumb drive here. It's something else. Sorry. I said I was sick. Okay, so I'm going to play it off of that. And while I'm stalling for that to come up, I will do what I was going to do after that, which is to tell you that the next number one, I was backtracking, I was digressing myself in reverse. I've been gone for 3 weeks. I had a nasty bout of the flu starting actually at the end of January. I'm pretty fully recovered. But as you can, thank you, Danger Will Robinson, somebody writes on Facebook. Danger Dan Persons, more like it. Well, we'll talk. We may get to Lost in Space. Okay. Thank you, Ken Gale, for filling in for 3 weeks while I was out. Fabulous stuff that he had here, including having Mark Hamill as a guest. That'll do. Yeah. Talking mostly about his voiceover work and stuff like that. Yes, Mark can see that, you know. Mark can see that. So thank you, Ken Gale, for filling in. You did great radio while I was gone. Okay, the next New York Review of Science Fiction reading will be March 6th, a week from next Tuesday. And we have two really spiffy, wonderful writers, Nicholas Kaufman, who has been around for a long time and read at many, many places, and yet, for reasons unknown, other than I can say mea culpa, has not yet ever been at a Nursif reading. Yes, David, let me open your mic, and now you can talk.
Do you know that today is Kaufman's birthday?
Was.
Was. We've passed
midnight. Well, actually, if you're listening in California...
It still is.
It still is.
I just wanted to get that out there and say... Happy birthday to my friend Nick. I'm sorry I was not able to join you today for lunch, but I do wish you the happiest of birthdays.
Absolutely. And since this is the last birthday he will have before he is in L, that's the Roman numeral L. Mm. And so the two things that I learned about that from the late Simon Lokely was, one is that when you turn that age, you say, welcome to L.
Ah.
And you can always begin every conversation when you want to make a point, and God knows Nicholas is one of us, and therefore always wanting to make a point, will say things like, you know, for the better part of a century, I've always believed. So that's the big advantage of that. But today, you are a man. Today, you are 49. And congratulations, and most happy birthday. Nicholas Kaufman, who we're talking about, is the Bram Stoker Award nominated, Thriller Award nominated, and Shirley Jackson Award nominated. You know, when you read this out loud, Nick, it's not as good. Author, but this is for print, author of numerous novels in the horror, fantasy, and adventure genres. His short fiction has appeared in Cemetery Dance, Dark Discoveries, X, The Erotic Treasury, All-American Horror of the 21st Century, and others. In addition to his own original work, he has written for two properties as such, for such properties as Zombies vs. Robots and The Rocketeer. He lives in Brooklyn, where you can actually hear the cars going by on Atlantic Avenue right now, live on the air, with his wife Alexa and two ridiculous cats. Oh, God, I really hope he doesn't have a dot when he speaks to his wife, because it'll just start ordering books and mailing them to his house. I have both an Alexa and a Dot. And a Google Mini.
Yeah, I don't have ridiculous cats. I have a derpy cat and I have a bitchy cat.
Ooh, okay. Most cats are bitchy.
This one takes it to a whole new level. She is the princess of kitty bitches.
Now, our other reader, actually it's the first time reading her own work at a New York City reading, but her second appearance, Elisa Quitney.
I'm not familiar with the name. Please tell me more.
Okay. She also writes under the name Elisa Sheckley.
Still don't know the name.
I do.
Explain, John.
I assume she is Robert Sheckley's daughter or something of that nature. Robert Sheckley.
She is Robert Sheckley's daughter.
Right.
And the daughter of Ziva Quitney. And for various reasons having to do with the... I think Ziva was the third out of five
wives. I just realized that would be a hit book title, The Science Fiction Author's Daughter.
Ooh! That's a speculative.
It's waiting
title.
To happen.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And if anybody takes it, you're going to have David to speak to.
Sadly, you cannot copyright a title. I've learned this the hard way so many times.
Yeah. Elisa Quitney, who also writes under the name Elisa Sheckley, is the Eisner... Now, you see, you should know her. Is the Eisner... Will Eisner, everybody? You know, get the spirit. Nominated author of numerous graphic novels, prose novels, and nonfiction titles. She was an editor at DC Comics Vertigo. And has an MFA in fiction from Columbia University. The first issue of her DC Prestige miniseries, Mystic You, was named one of the 15 best comics of 2017 by IO9, and the School Library Journal said her recent novel, Cadaver and Queen, was highly recommended, adding this steambuck play on Frankenstein set in the English countryside against the backdrop of the Boer War. That old trope, again, explores themes of belonging, sexuality, and what it means to be human. She lives in Rhinebeck, New York, but is still an Upper West Sider at heart. It doesn't mention that among the comics she wrote, three of them were called Sandman.
Color me mortified.
Yeah, and she is currently working on... Well, doing background research on a novel.
I see.
In which...
I share her pain.
She's finding gods. Mm. It's a sequel. That's all I'll say.
All right, then.
But figure it out from Sandman and extrapolate from there. Well, actually, she's the first person named in the book Norse Mythologies.
Is that the Gaiman project?
Everything I've named is Neil Gaiman.
I see.
But she didn't put it in the bio, so I didn't say anything.
Well, there you are.
So I was... But yes,
I feel like I'm on NPR.
I think that she was the editor of some of the Sandman books, and therefore co-authored three of the graphic novels. And she helped. She not only helped work, but she helped propel the Norse mythology book. And she is doing research on American Gods too.
Ah,
which I'm not sure if this is they're turning stuff now into graphic novels. I'm not sure if it's coming out first as prose, which is what I would prefer, or as a graphic novel. I'm interested in seeing the graphic novel of the